Blog Talk Radio. And let the God of all comfort comfort me.
Hello. Amen. Praise the Lord, Evangelist.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Evangelist Monica Hardaway. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. My ministry is Inspirees Outreach. Today, I would have a special guest today. Her name is Evangelist Stephanie Johnson Gilmore, who is an author of the book Don't Trip, Chocolate Chip, Because God is in Control. Stephanie's ministry is lost. Excuse me. Stephanie's ministry is Lost Souls for Healing Outreach. It is a ministry that God had laid on her heart and has been birthed out through this season. She also has another ministry that's getting ready to be birthed out called the Love Inspiration House. And she's from Arizona. She's from Phoenix, Arizona. And today we will be talking about different things where God has brought her from the beginning to now. She has a very, very serious story to tell you about herself and to let you know how God can bring you out of any situation that you have been through. I would like to acknowledge Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International under the leadership of Elder Quentin Docks and Pastor Prophetess Teresa Docks. It is a blessing to be under their leadership, and I thank them for this opportunity to be able to give back to the people and to continue to serve for God and help someone build a relationship with God. So today, I would bring forward Evangelist Stephanie Johnson Gilmer.
I'm here on the line. This is Evangelist Stephanie Johnson Gilmer from Phoenix, Arizona, with Lost Souls for Healing Outreach.
Okay, Evangelist Stephanie Johnson Gilmer, I have some questions that I would like to ask you, and you just give me an answer, and we're going to go forth with this show. This is going to be an awesome show. Please continue to listen in. Okay, my first question for you will be, can you tell us about yourself and your vision?
Sure. Okay, I go by the name of Evangelist Stephanie Gilmer, and my short name for that is Cookie. I've been called Cookie all my life. So this book has really been inspiring to me to say don't trip chocolate chip because God is in control. I'm a mother of six children. I have one deceased son. He passed away due to a senseless murder in 2007. And also I'm a mother of six children, 15 grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. So God has been blessing me mightily. I thank him for that. My ministry was birthed out, and it came out due to a book that I was writing through a hurt from my son, Marquise, dying, and I started writing. 10 years later, God had I pulled it out again because I never could put an ending to the book. But this time, God said, I have something better. This is not about you. It is about me and my purpose being done through you. So I began to write again, but the writing took me for a whole nother turn to a 12-step book, and it's called Don't Trip Chocolate Chip because God is in control. And many people ask, what exactly does that mean, don't trip chocolate chip because God is in control? Don't trip chocolate chip because God is in control. First of all, everything in life starts with a seed. Everything starts with a seed. Even the cocoa tree, which the chocolate comes from. And that seed must go through a fermentation. It goes through an agitation for the development process. And after that seed is developed to the point where God wanted it to be, then and only then can God perform his duty and what he had predestined even before the beginning of time in you. And this is what has been going on in me. Being not so much a non-believer, but wasn't really known of the faith and what God had predestined in me, when I first got saved was when I was 40 years of age. And through this lifestyle that he had taken me through, my family didn't know where it came from. I was an ex-prostitute, ex-crackhead, everything. But God had allowed me to go through that process to be able to do what I'm doing today, and that's to be over an outreach with Lost Souls for Healing Outreach, and that's for women that are still stuck out there into this lifestyle of prostitution, still stuck out there in this lifestyle of drug addiction. And this book has came forth, step one, powerless, all the way to step 12, where you've had a spiritual awakening. Now, each step that I go through in this book is myself, and I always start out with, hi, my name is Powerless. Imagine being powerless over something that you can't see, and you don't know why you're powerless over it. But God has seemed to bring me out of that powerlessness now because he said in his word, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to recovering of sight to the blind, to set the liberty to them that are bruised. And this is totally what God has chosen me in this season to do, and I'm enjoying every bit of it, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Well, my second question you already answered, which is about your book and how it was birthed out. And the thing is, me and Stephanie have been friends for about 8 years, over eight, maybe 9 years. Yes. And I was there when she first was starting to write this book. She had been trying to write this book for 10 years. And I remember when I first met her, she was reading some of the different verses and different chapters in the book, you know. And so we have a very long friendship, a very strong connection. We have been connected for so many years. God has kept us praying with one another, We fast with one another. We sing to one another. We really have a strong connection between one another. I can be thinking about her. She'll be thinking about me, and one of us will call one another. So it's a true blessing.
You know why that is?
Tell us.
You know why that is? Because I prayed for you. I prayed for a Biff. I prayed for a best friend in my life. I wanted a girl in my life, a friend in my life that could share my stories, my struggles, my strengths, my everything. And Monica was that one. God brought her into my life and at a right time in my life. And since that point on, she has been a very dedicated friend. And you were part of the purpose that God had brought me into this season. You were there.
Amen. Amen. So your next, I would like to ask you about your purpose on why do you want to fulfill your purpose?
Well, the purpose, when God puts something on you, you can't shake it. You know, you can't shake it. First of all, for me to be openly, you know, my life has gotten back together from the drugs and the alcohol and the prostitution, all that. My life had got back in order. I moved to Seattle, and I figured I would never have to tell nobody about my life no more. I'm moving to another place. But God said, not so. I created all that storm that you ran for this purpose here. And moving to Seattle, Washington, and thinking it was all behind me, God began the ministry then. And the mission is the purpose is to set the highest standards of recovery for life's dysfunctions, to establish a foundation of recovery for improving the quality of life while being purpose-driven. Most women don't know their purpose, so therefore they're stuck out there and going through to and fro, just, you know, stuck in that cycle. But somehow or another, when you learn your purpose and what God has for you, he said in Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And in Jeremiah 29:11, he said he has a plan for us. And my mission is to tell every woman that's stuck out there still, God has a plan for you. Don't trip, chocolate chip, because God is in control. Don't look at what's been and what's going on. Look at where he's taking you. And God has here lately I've seen him take the foolish things of the world and conform the wise. People that they thought never would get off of drugs and out of the streets of prostitution now are coming to the forefront, bowing down to the Lord and thanking God for the journey, knowing that they have a destiny ahead of them to do God's will and not theirs anymore. So I'm thanking God for that. And the vision is to see all women from all nations be free from any type of bondage, stopping them from walking in their God-given purpose. That is the vision for Lost Souls for Healing.
Well, Stephanie, I know there's another reason why we are connected, because my husband is a recovering addict. And I met Stephanie because Stephanie and my husband was in the Salvation Army together. And so that's how we connected. So I am a wife of a recovering addict. So that is another reason why we were brought together and the connection that we have with one another. So we have a lot of things that's in common, and so that was another reason why God has brought us together, and we have so much to talk about, and we both are on one accord. We agree on things related to women. We both want to be there to help a woman that's in need, a woman that's needs someone that's lost. And so a lot of her vision and her purpose, it's in me. So I told her anything that she needs, that I would be there to help her through it. Yes. I'm just thankful for her. I'm thankful for her life, and I'm so proud of what she's doing. So my next question will be, why did God choose you for this time?
You know, I have to question myself on that sometimes, but I think I am the best fit for the mission right now. You know, God allowed me to go through many of these things that women are suffering and going through right now. You know, I look back on my life and I say, well, I was the woman that was the addict. I was the woman that was the prostitute. I was the woman that was a single parent. I was the woman that had her child taken from her through a custody battle. I was a woman that lost her child to a murder. I was so many of those women. So why not me? Why not me be the one to go back out into the byways and highways and compel those people to come and see what this God has done in my life? And he has no preference on nobody. If he did it for me, he can do it for somebody else. And that is the word that I take back out into the street. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Stephanie, tell us something about the Love Restoration House. Give us some of your that's part of your vision. That's part of where God is leading you right now. Mm-hmm. And so, give us someone listening today that might need some help. And so, just give them an insight on what your vision and where God is taking you during this time.
Yes. Okay. So, what God is taking me to, the Love Restoration House. The name came about with my son that passed away. His name was Marquise de Love. So, what more de Love me of love? So, I have named the house the Love Restoration House. It will be opening this year, 2021, in February 2021. It will be a 12-bed facility, which serves as women in recovery. It's a 12-bed facility. The brave women we serve will be challenged to go through a 12-month rehabilitation program to realign their lives with a newfound purpose. The ladies entering the Love Restoration House will commit to 12 months of learning who they are first through the teaching from Don't Trip Chocolate Chip, Because God is in Control, the book, in the format of the 12 Steps of Recovery, a program that can be modified and scaled to a book that is currently can be purchased at any retail store. Don't Trip Chocolate Chip. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's in Target. It's in Walmart.com. It's pretty much any retail store. I have accepted this assignment as the president CEO of Deluxe Restoration House. We're a 501c3 tax-exempt nonprofit for a 12-month women's residential program treatment program. Mm-hmm. I will be teaching them the 12 biblical steps to recovery from my very own published book, Don't Trip Chocolate Chip, Because God is in Control. The women who are entering into the program will be expected to find employment within the first month of entering the program. This program will have components that are very relative to a work release program. The women are required to pay for their room and board in the amount of $450 monthly. The women will have options of working from home or seeking out employment away from home. They will be required to attend a daily morning devotion as well as a sit-down meal on Sundays with all the other women. I will be having volunteers come in the house to teach parenting classes, budgeting, adequacy, meal preparation, etc. Mm-hmm. Our expected goal for all women entering the Love Restoration House is to see all women from all nations become free from any type of bondage stopping them from walking in their God-given purpose. And the Love Restoration House, I'm praying that we can get a lot of different volunteers in there and get it booted up. But my goal is to deal with mainly the women that's exiting out of the prison system that pretty much want to get a fresh new start with their lives going through the steps of the 12 steps through Don't Trip Chocolate Chip, Because God is in Control. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break and listen to a song, and then we'll be right back with some more information on Evangelist.
Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Oh my. And you are welcome in. You're welcome. Without you, can't do nothing without you. Oh.
Okay, Evangelist, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
So let's I would like to have a question towards you about marriage, about your marriage and how you and your husband had met, how you guys were friends, and then you guys, like, God kind of brought you guys back together. So can you give us a little take on that?
I have a bad girl marriage in the beginning. It's a fairy tale story, actually. And my story is my husband now, who is Deacon Curtis Gilmer, used to be my pimp. God is a funny God sometimes. Curtis and I had had that wild life together, and in my younger days, my 20s, and we had children together. And after I came out of rehab with the Salvation Army, I moved away and married someone else and lived my life in Seattle, Washington for 20 years. But I wanted to come home in 2007, and it wasn't time yet, but I ended up coming home in 2012. And by that time, Curtis had got saved. I didn't know that. Me and him wasn't that kept in touch with each other that much. He kept in touch with his children, but I was out of the picture. I didn't want to talk. He always just asked to speak with his kids, and that was all. We pretty much didn't like each other. And he invited me to come to his church to a Wednesday night Bible study, and I was like, who would let this man come into a church? He was a heathen to me, but I decided to go into the church one night to take on his offer, just to go in and see what this church was about that let him become a deacon in it. So I went in and I saw Curtis ministering, and it was a sight that I had never seen before. And I know only God could have done that. So that evening, at that time I was going through a divorce. Curtis was going through a divorce, and we decided to go out and just have some dinner. And at that time, he said, would you marry me if I ever ask you to marry me? I said, I know it's God. I know it's God. And Curtis and I ended up getting married. We've been married now. We're going into our fifth year of marriage. And we both know that God did something in us. Why he put us together, I don't know. But I have the best marriage that any woman could ever dream of. But it's a fairy tale story, so we can never, ever look at our lives and say, this is the way it is, because God will turn a corner on you in a minute, and it'll be a whole nother sight that you're looking at. And then I'm going to go back to the book, Don't Trip Chocolate Chip. God did it. He did it. When I had someone come to me one day, and they told me, did you know that your book is 66 pages and 12 chapters, the same as the Bible? I was in shock. Because I knew I was led by the Spirit to write the book. And the book I've taught in many classes, and it has been a success. So I know it's not me. It's the anointing that God has put in me to teach to the brokenhearted, to teach to the poor, to teach to the women that don't have no hope no more in their lives. And I thank God that he has done it all. So when I stand up in front of an audience and I say, I used to be a prostitute. And I used to be an addict. And now I'm married to my pimp, and he's Deacon Curtis Gilman. I'm Evangelist Stephanie. People look at you like something is wrong with this picture, but they know that it had to be God. And God is real, and he's still on the throne. He do things like this. He put the uncommons together to make the he, like he said, he chooses the foolish things of the world to conform the wise. And me and Curtis are always considered as the foolish things of the world. We're not supposed to be in a position where we are. We're not supposed to be doing a ministry right now. I'm not supposed to be opening up a house for women. The devil, he didn't get nothing on this one. He got nothing in on this one. God got all the glory on both me and Curtis. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is great. This is an excellent story to hear about, and just let it just tell you how God is in control. That God is in control of our lives. He's in control of everything that we do. That He, like you said, like she said, He can bring the lost people back together. You know, and so I'm a witness of that too, because I've seen how far my husband has came, and God can turn it all around. He can turn it all around. So we just want to thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your story. Thank you for letting us know that marriage, that love will conquer it all.
It conquers everything.
So I just want to thank you, my friend, for being on the line today to share your experience and let them know that God is for real.
He is. So He's a real God.
Yes, He is. So I want to just let everyone know, all the listeners, that if you are so into the ministry, that you can sow into it by Giverless, or PayPal, or you can email kingdombuildersinternational@gmail.kbdi, or you can call at 313-583-9739. Because this is a ministry that was birthed by God, and anyone that sow a seed, that you will reap a harvest. You will reap a blessing for sowing into this ministry. It's a blessing to even be in the ministry and to be led by Elder and Prophetess Teresa. They're such beautiful people, and they give and they just serve so much. God has really anointed them to really serve and to help others. So I'm just asking anyone that wants to sow a seed, if you want a blessing, please sow into their ministry. So I would like to say, if you want to have a relationship with God, just say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior." This is the first step in a relationship with God. So if you don't have a relationship with God during this time, it's a very serious time, a very serious crisis, unnatural crisis that we're going through on this earth today. So if you don't have a relationship with God, please get to know Him. Please, just if you have burdens or you have things that you're carrying around, release it and give it to God. Unforgiveness, let it go and give it to God. The battle is not yours. The battle is God. So give it to God and let Him know that He can soothe you through these burdens, through this pain, through this hurt that you're going through. And just get a relationship with Him. Trust in Him and believe that He will handle your situation. So I just want to thank everyone that joined us today, and I hope you really enjoyed the show, because my friend, she's a talker, and she gets her point out. She definitely is a woman of God. She is truly anointed by God. So if there's anyone that would like to ask her some questions, we can open the line to ask some questions, or if you have any comments or or suggestions or concerns, you can definitely, we can open the line and you can ask for anything that you would like.
Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Cherie, and I was calling in, and I'm so thankful to be able to listen to your story. Some stories are left untold, but I thank God for allowing you to be a brave heart in this land of confusion, and I just wanted to let you know that I applaud you for that. And also, you wrote a book, and I would like to have the information on how would I be able to get a copy of it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on Walmart.com. It's on Amazon.
I believe it's in Target. It's in pretty much all the retail stores. It's already online.
Okay, you said Amazon. It's
Amazon.
Target.
Yes, in Walmart.com.
Okay, Barnes & Noble at Walmart.com. Okay,
yes,
and can I have the name of it one more time, please?
Don't Trip Chocolate Chips, because God is in control.
Thank you so much.
The biblical 12 steps to recovery. Yes, ma'am. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Prophetess Teresa, and I just ordered my copy, and I'm looking forward to reading Don't Trip Chocolate Chip, because God is
That's
in
right.
control. I love the title, and I'm going to use that when others are tripping, and I'm going to even buy copies for Chocolate Chip, because God is in control. And I'm just excited, and we want to thank you for just being part of what God is doing, allowing him to use you, because everything has a purpose. And we just pray God's supernatural blessings over you and your husband, the ministry, and every single thing that God endeavors for you to do. I want to thank you for coming on with Evangelist Hardaway. God bless you, woman of God.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Monica Hardaway.
Yes.
Evangelist
yes.
Monica Hardaway. It has been an honor to be on here. It has been an honor to be able to tell that story one more time, a story that I thought I would never share. I think I had got out of that lifestyle, and it was a new thing for me now. And God said,
yes.
No. No. I didn't bring you out for nothing.
Yes.
And I thank God that I don't look like what I've been through.
Amen. I just thank God for you and thank God for your life and just thank God for the great things that you're doing. And it's been a true blessing to have you on Blog Talk today to be able to share your story and your experience. And we just,
yes.
I just bless you. I just ask God to just prosper you and continue to use you in a mighty way, because we need women like you now, more now than ever. So God bless you,
yes.
And I love you. And I thank everyone for joining the show. And I will be back on in August, the third Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock. So I'm looking forward to getting back into the swing of being on Blog Talk, because God has a purpose for us all. When you find out what your purpose is, then definitely let God use you. So God bless you, my friend. I love you, and I thank you for joining us today. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you too, Evangelist Monica. You know I love you. You're my best.
Amen.
God bless you. Okay.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, the voice, it is alive. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes.